Offside.
Nič miru za Džamu in Kašmir. Pred slabim tednom dni je oborožena skupina Odporniška fronta izvedla teroristični napad na indijske turiste v mestu Pahalgam v indijskem delu Kašmirja, v katerem je ubila 26 ljudi. Indijska vlada Pakistan obtožuje spodbujanja terorizma v odmevni regiji, saj je indijska policija 2 od 3 napadalcev identificirala kot pakistanska državljana. Kot odgovor je Indija pakistanskim državljanom, ki se nahajajo v Indiji, ukazala, naj do jutri zapustijo državo. Poleg tega je zaprla osrednji mejni prehod s Pakistanom, ukinila izvajanje dogovora o delitvi reke Ind in odredila zmanjšanje števila pakistanskega diplomatskega osebja v državi. Prehodimo se najprej skozi vris zgodovine področja. Zgodovinska pokrajina Kašmir je razdeljena na 3 dele, indijskega, pakistanskega in kitajskega. Spor med Indijo in Pakistanom glede delitve Kašmirja je nastal leta 1947 ob razpadu imperialne britanske Indije, po katerem se je knežja država Džamu in Kašmir pridružila Indiji. Zaradi Kašmirja sta bila Indija in Pakistan kar 3-krat v vojni, kljub temu, da se resolucija Združenih narodov iz leta 1948 narekuje, naj ljudstvo na demokratičnem in nepristranskem referendumu odloči, kateri državi se bo priključila pokrajina. Na plebiscit Kašmirci čakajo že več kot 70 let. Zatiranje prebivalcev Kašmirja je tako ne le zgodovinska, temveč tudi aktualna tema. Pred skoraj 6 leti, avgusta 2019, je nekdanji indijski predsednik Ratnath Kovind z odlokom odpravil 370. člen indijske ustave. Črtani člen je nekdanji zvezni državi Džamu in Kašmir zagotavljal lastno ustavo, simbole in zakonodajno avtonomijo z izjemo področja obrambe, komunikacije in zunanjih sredstev, ki so bila v pristojnosti centralne vlade. Razveljavitev ustavne odločbe je Indija pospremila z represijo. Indijska vojska in policija sta aretirali na tisoče civilistov in voditeljev glavnih političnih strank, telefonske in internetne povezave pa so bile več mesecev prekinjene. Kot odgovor na indijsko zatiranje pakistanskih delov Džamuja in Kašmirja se je na območju oblikovalo več odporniških skupin, ki že od začetka konflikta v sredini prejšnjega stoletja izvajajo organiziran odpor proti Indiji. Ena izmed njih je tudi Odporniška fronta, ki jo indijske oblasti povezujejo s pakistansko islamistično organizacijo Laskar-e-Taiba, skupina pa je nastala kot odgovor na odpravo 370. člena ustave. Indija se je na napad odzvala tako z notranjo represijo, kot tudi z zunanje političnimi ukrepi proti Pakistanu. V sklopu notranje represije sta indijska vojska in policija vdrli v domove več 100 domnevnih podpornikov Odporniške fronte in aretirale več kot 1500 Kašmircev. Kako Indija po terorističnem napadu reagira v notranjosti države, opiše Bibu Rautraj, direktor Indijskega inštituta Mantraja za strateške študije.
Now within the country, the measures are against the terrorists or the suspected terrorists. Who are just not involved, suspected to be involved in this particular attack, but also the cadres who belong to different outfits which are operating in Kashmir, the known cadres. So the security forces are searching for the terrorists who are involved in the attack. So that involves a lot of sort of operations in different parts of the state. The second thing is, government is going after the residences, the houses of the known terrorists, trying to sort of bulldoze them, trying to blast them and destroy them as a punitive measure against terrorism per se. This is happening in spite of a ruling by the Supreme Court, which has sort of said that this kind of actions, wherever they occur, are illegal. You cannot punish the family members of the terrorists because somebody is from that family joined a terrorist outfit. But the government seems to be ignoring that kind of advice and the ruling of the Supreme Court and going after. So at least 10 to 12 houses of the known terrorists in Kashmir have been destroyed.
Kot že omenjeno, je Indija poleg ciljenja družin osumljenih napadalcev in domnevnih podpornikov skupine začela izvajati tudi sistematično represijo nad v Indiji živečimi Pakistanci. Med drugim je vsem Pakistancem zaukazala, da morajo zapustiti državo. Kako bo to prizadelo Pakistance in v kolikšni meri je tak ukrep sploh lahko izveden, pojasni sogovorec.
The Indian government is blaming Pakistan for the attack and has initiated a lot of measures against Pakistan, which includes throwing out the Pakistani people within India, asking them to go back to Pakistan, who had come under some kind of a visa system. And Pakistani, as you know, India and Pakistan are neighbors. A lot of movement of civilians happened within these two countries to visit their relatives, because these two countries have been divided at birth. When the British left the Indian subcontinent, they divided these two countries. So people have their relatives in both the countries, so they travel into one another. And the second thing is, a lot of Indians, a lot of Pakistanis are married to people from across the border. So that kind of cultural people-to-people contact is there. So it's not surprising to find that there'll be thousands or 2,000s, even more number of Pakistanis within India, and the same equal number, even more, of Indians within Pakistan. And a lot of Pakistanis also travel to India to access the cheaper healthcare facilities. In spite of, I mean, coming to India for healthcare facilities is much cheaper than going to the UAE, to Saudi, to Dubai, or Singapore for that matter. So a lot of people from Pakistan have come into India for medical purposes. All these people are being asked to go back. And these are punitive measures when the Indian government is trying to equate the Pakistani people with the policies of the Pakistani state. And it hopes that this kind of punitive measures may propel the ordinary Pakistanis to be critical of their own government and to so support India or support India's measures against terrorism in Kashmir.
Indija je začasno ustavila tudi sodelovanje o pogodbi o vodah Inda, na katero se Pakistan zanaša za svojo vodno varnost, saj vode opredeljene v sporazumu predstavljajo 80% pakistanske vodne oskrbe. Sporazum je bil sklenjen leta 1960 in je doslej preživel vse tri vojne med Indijo in Pakistanom. V skladu s pogodbo si državi delita 6 rek. Vodo iz rek Ravi, Bias in Satlež na vzhodnem porečju Inda pridobiva Indija, medtem ko iz 3 zahodnih rek Ind, Jhelum in Chenab vodo pridobiva Pakistan. Pakistan se je na indijsko zamrznitev pogodbe odzval z opozorilom, da poskusi zaustavitve ali preusmeritve vodnih virov pomenijo vojno dejanje. Ali lahko v primeru indijskega odstopa dogovorimo o kolektivnem kaznovanju in na kakšen način bo zamrznitev dogovora prizadela Pakistance, pove sogovorec.
Theoretically, it will amount to be a collective punishment. What India has said that it is going to freeze the water supply from the rivers that pass through India into Pakistan. But I think technically and logistically, stopping the water is impossible for India's part. So I think it doesn't have the logistics, it doesn't have the dams, it doesn't have any other arrangement to stop the entire water flow from India to Pakistan. It may achieve that kind of a purpose in the future. When I say future, it may boil down to 10 to 12 years, even more. But I think it is something which is trying to get publicity out of. This is more of a sort of a sloganeering, a sort of a publicity stunt rather than the reality or a concrete measure against Pakistan.
Indijski premier Narendra Modi je septembra 2024 na shodu podpornikov zatrdil, da bo njegova hindujska večinska stranka Bharatiya Janata Party, bolje znana kot BJP, ustvarila nov Džamu in Kašmir, ki ne bo le brez terorja, ampak tudi raj za turiste. Modijeva vlada je spodbujala turizem v Kašmirju, pri čemer je kot dokaz domnevne normalnosti, ki se je vrnila po 40 letih oboroženega upora proti indijski vladavini, izpostavila porast turistov v Kašmirju. Leta 2024 je Kašmir obiskalo 3,5 milijona turistov, kar je po vladnih podatkih največ v zadnjem desetletju. Toda že dolgo pred napadom v Pahalgamu maja 2024 je Omar Abdullah, zdaj glavni minister regije Džamu in Kašmir, takrat pa vodja opozicije, svaril pred namigovanjem, da so turistične številke odraz miru in stabilnosti v Kašmirju. Zatrdil je, da Modijeva vlada iz turistov dela tarče, komentira sogovorec.
What Modi is trying to peddle is to justify the actions taken by the Modi government in 2019. When they abrogated the constitution's, Indian constitution's article 370, which reduced Jammu and Kashmir from being a full-fledged state to only become an union territory. So since then, I mean, the justification for the Modi government to for that kind of an action is to reduce terrorism or completely sort of end terrorism. But that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened for reasons that I've described before, and also the kind of support terrorism has within the Kashmiri people. Kashmiri people have reasons to feel alienated by the Indian action. They think they have a special right for all these years which has been taken away. They also are aggrieved by the Indian government's decision to sort of try settling down people from the rest of the country in Kashmir with, I think, a policy that wishes to change the demography of the Kashmir region. So there is considerable anger, sense of hurt within the Kashmiris about the government of India decision. The government of India decision also to peddle the theory that Kashmir is peaceful, is safe for terrorists, also has been shattered by the recent attack, just not by the recent attack. The recent attack is, of course, a big attack, but all these months, if you go back to, say, the incidents that happened in the past 1 year or so, you'll see a number of attacks that has targeted outsiders, say, the Hindu population, the tourists. So the government, I think, was in wrong completely to sort of say that Kashmir is safe for tourism and all that. It was Kashmir is still not ready for this kind of thing, because in spite of a huge security force presence, Kashmir still sees a lot of violence, although at a low scale, but the violence can sort of translate into this kind of big attacks in which the tourists will fall victim.
S tem se nam zastavi naslednje vprašanje. Ali Modijeva vlada na varnostne izzive Kašmirja gleda skoraj izključno kot na nadaljevanje svojih zunanje političnih napetosti s Pakistanom? Indija Pakistan že dolgo obtožuje oboroževanja, usposabljanja in financiranja oboroženega upora proti njeni vladi v Kašmirju. Na drugi strani Pakistan trdi, da separatističnemu gibanju ponuja le moralno in diplomatsko podporo.
For a long time, alleged that terrorism in Kashmir thrives because of support from Pakistan. And it's not exactly, it's not a false statement, because a few days before the attack, the Pakistani army chief had come out with a statement which clearly stated that Pakistan will continue to support the Kashmiri people in their search for freedom, independence, and all that. It is also a fact that Pakistani nationals or Pakistani terrorists cross over from Pakistan into Jammu and Kashmir to create terrorism. That's a fact. So India has always alleged that it will be able to finish up terrorism within Kashmir as long as Pakistan doesn't support them. India, of course, ignores the fact that there is considerable support among the civilians for self-independence, for self-determination, and perhaps some kind of sympathy among the people of Kashmir for the terrorists who are, for the Kashmiri terrorists who have joined the outfit. But those numbers are very, very small. Over the years, the number of people, the number of Kashmiris who are joining terrorist outfits are decreasing significantly. So what has sustained terrorism in Kashmir is Pakistan's support, and also the people Pakistan sends by training them, by arming them. Also, Pakistan drops weapons and drugs within Kashmir using drones and all that. So India has a valid point in that sort of front when it says that Pakistani support to terrorism remains intact.
Rautra je za konec komentira trenutno situacijo v Džamuju in Kašmirju in v kontekstu pojasni, kaj trenutni konflikt pomeni za nadaljevanje spora med Pakistanom in Indijo.
I think we are now between India and Pakistan, being the two being nuclear powers, we are undergoing a very sort of dangerous situation. India has shown its intent to escalate the situation. And the primary motive of this escalation is to drive the attention from its failure to prevent the terrorist attack. On the other hand, Pakistan has also shown now signs of sort of de-escalation, although it has offered to sort of being cooperative in a neutral investigation into the terror attack. Its support for the separatist movement terrorism in Kashmir remains intact. So in this kind of situation, the de-escalation of the conflict situation between India and Kashmir will depend a lot on the external players. When I say external players, is predominantly the US. The US under the Trump administration has to play a role, a significant role, in sort of bringing down the level of the lack of trust, the capacity and intent to escalate the situation both by India and Pakistan. Without that, I think we would be heading for a more dangerous situation, an unstable situation in South Asia.
Offsite je pripravila Neva.